This is WHCL, the next best thing to pirate radio. Yep. I had to say that. I'm sorry. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in beautiful Clinton, New York at gorgeous Hamilton College. And it's just a beautiful fall night and just a crisp night. Tomorrow it's going to rain like a you-know-what, but right now it's just incredibly, incredibly beautiful. And in keeping with my practice tonight, I'm going to play this again because you got to hear it if you hadn't heard it the first time.
The opinions and ideas expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those held by Hamilton College, WHCL-FM as a whole, or the trustees of Hamilton College.
A song written in honor of a very, very special pirate. Goes out to all the pirates out there who are listening and who are gnashing their teeth at my designation of them as such. That was John Silver by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, recorded in 1938. And I'm starting to really appreciate Jimmy Dorsey a lot more. I used to think Tommy was great, but I'm really putting Jimmy up there, way up there in my estimation. I just decided I really like Jimmy Dorsey's playing. Just amazingly well. And this is, well, I told you what this is. I'm not going to tell you again for the nonce. But, yes, pirates. Pirates took over this vessel. And, you know, if you want pirates, they're nice. You know, they're very dashing, you know, with the rearing and the, or, you know, you envision that, though. I just see the people in there as swashbucklers. They're brigands. They're, They're corsairs is what they are. They're privateers. I'm going through my thesaurus in my mind. It's got a few pages missing. But speaking of which, I have to say I'm very proud of our congressman Michael R. Curie, because he invented a word. I heard him on TV last night, and I felt like celebrating. In fact, I did celebrate, and I'm still suffering from that. But I heard him say that he said something or other. For him, was a very solemning experience, not sobering, but solemning. He made the word solemn into a verb. So if you want to vote for a man who makes the word solemn into a verb, go ahead. And I don't know what his opponent would do. Maybe the same thing. I listen to him talk, and they're talking about all the crazy stuff, all this amp stuff about Iran, attacking us, getting a nuke. Well, no, nobody's going to hit us with a nuke, and I'll tell you why. Because only a crazy country would send nukes out. Only a nutty, wacky country would kill itself to kill us. Think about that. You know, most conspiracy theories are true. You just have to find the right ones. But, and I'll say this now, because I'm in a philosophical mood before we get on to the good stuff here. Most of what you read in the newspaper, what you see on TV, what you look at the internet, on the internet, you hear on the radio, is guaranteed to amp up your adrenaline and make you feel panic, fear, hatred, whatever. That's all it's for. We've become addicted to all those things. Our adrenaline. We're addicted to adrenaline. We're addicted to fear. We want to. It's like we're living in a horror movie or in some sort of disaster film, because that's what we're addicted to. That we get up in the morning and we expect to be told how nervous to be every day, and sometimes the authorities help that along. But nonetheless, that's an addiction. So you should really unplug yourself from all those sources of news and everything, and try to have a beer. Have a beer and listen to good music. And that's what I'm playing tonight. This is good music, despite the fact that I'm talking around it. And that's true. You become addicted. People aren't getting enough sex, or they're not getting enough something in their life, and they have to feel this extreme anxiety, and they're addicted to it. They turn on the Today Show. They turn on this, that, and the other thing. They read the newspaper. They feel like unless they're hiding under the bed, they're not getting the day's work done. You know what? I don't read the newspaper. I don't watch television. I don't listen to the radio, except this station, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I limit my access to the internet. I read books, and I feel an awful lot better, and I drink beer and listen to music, and that makes me a very happy man indeed. And now, here's Sarah Palin.
Marry a beautiful woman these days, it's just like a murder crime. To marry a beautiful woman these days, it's just like a murder crime. If you're looking for a real good woman, boy, you're just wasting time. Boy, she don't know how to sweeten your coffee. She can't even make up your bed. She don't know how to sweeten your coffee. She can't make up your bed. She can't even roast your meat. And how she mess up your bread. Next, she can't bake cornbread. She can't even boil beef stew. She can't even bake cornbread. She can't boil beef stew. Man, if your woman is beautiful and dumb, that don't mean a thing to you. Thank you. gal baked me some bread this morning. The bread refused to rise. My gal baked me some bread this morning. My bread refused to rise. The crust was tough on the bread. Was the rubber on a micro pie. Some men crave beautiful women, but in my life it's not worthwhile. Some men crave beautiful women, but in my life it's not worthwhile. After all, they're just beautiful, ain't got sense of a newborn child.
Die, and it goes do, 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 and right the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like this. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like that. What can the name of it be? Then it goes toot-toodaloo, 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 toot-toodaloo. Oh, what a funny melody. I have just been talking with Mr. Hoover and with Smith. Friends, I said I'd like to vote for both of you. But you know it can't be done. I can only vote for one. Now will this land be wrecked? If the wrong one I elect, then Hoover cried, tra-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la. Then Smith replied, dee-dee-dee, 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 dee-dee-dee. Then I said, die, dee-dee, I die, die. And they said, do, dee-dee, oh, do, do. If you send us down to Washington, we will show what can be done. Ta-ra-ta-ta, we'll give you this. Ta-ra-ta-ta, we'll give you that. You'll find a welcome on the door. Then I said, toot-toodaloo, 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 toot. Where have I heard that stuff before? Then Curtis said. Then Robinson said. Then Walker cried, and Dawes replied. Up spoke a senator from Iowa. Here is what he had to say. He told them this, he told them that. Then they all sang, my country, 'tis of thee. Then Coolidge said, oh, what a funny melody.
Well, will this land be wrecked if the wrong one I elect? I don't know what they can do now. It's pretty bad. I think they should have sung that about 8 years ago, not let the pirates in there. That's all. That's all. Eddie Cantor, 1928. And boy, was that appropriate for that year. And it was wrecked. Yep, might have happened anyway. You know, things were going, heading that way. It's not like the president has any control over any of that stuff. That's true. Before that, Ted Weems and his orchestra, Siberia. You know, I can see Siberia from my back porch. Yes, indeed. That's President Palin coming right up. Beautiful but Dumb. That was Lonnie Johnson, 1931, off an OK 78, and the sound file thereof. President Palin. That's what we're looking at, because I see the one, her running mate there, the numero uno guy. He's likable in his way, but he's got some quirks. McCain reminds me of a combination of Casper the Friendly Ghost and the old codger on WFMU. It's like a melding there, and there's a little bit of Reagan thrown in too. You know, just for appearance's sake. The other guy, I'm willing to take a chance. I'm going in with my eyes open, but as far as I'm concerned, there isn't a choice. Sorry. That's how I feel. And I'm not mentioning his name, because this is not a party political broadcast. It's me venting. Here's a... Okay, this is a lying set, because all politicians lie. So at least I admit that. I'm going to admit it to you. They all lie. And this is, we're going to start with Jack Miller and his New Englanders in 1931. You have Eddie Lang here on guitar. Sounds very nice.
Gone are all of my love dreams, my heart cries. I know now that it's too late. All your vows were lies that made me happy, lies that made me blue. You lied to me the day that you promised. You'd be true. meanest lie that you told to me was I love you.
Thank you. those little white lies. The stars all seem to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting when the evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies.
Yeah, that was the Cunard Dance Orchestra and Greg Gall a long time ago. That was, 1930. And you had Little White Lies. So many lies. And before that, Annette Hanshaw, You Wouldn't Fool Me, Would You? Yeah. No, honest. You Wouldn't Fool Me, Would You? 1929, beginning with Jack Miller and his New Englanders. Eddie Lang there, prominently featured on guitar. Lies, 1931. And, yeah, all politicians lie. And you're going to, you know, go in there with your eyes open. You know what you're getting. You know what, you've seen it, you've heard it. And it's not going to be quite, it's not going to be either as bad as it could be or as good as it could be. So just do what you're going to do anyway. But, and I got to say this, even though I'm wasting time plenty, you just got to be careful. That's all. Because we liked John McCain 8 years ago. And now I say, yeah, I don't think so. It's, you know, there's a lot of water under the bridge by then. So, you know, there are some people that just captivate us and move us, and they glow with charisma. And this is a charisma set, because all politicians have charisma. They need it. It's required by law. Here's Marion Harris, 1930. You Do Something to Me. Thank you.
What is a bird? My fate is in your hands. You're my judge and jury. What do you assure me? What is a verdict? My fate is in your hands. If the charge is loving you, then I'm guilty, dear. Tell me that you love me too, and I'll have no fear. It is you I'm needing, for your love I'm pleading. What is the burden? My fate is in your hands.
We develop, we say, oh, yeah, he looks pretty good, or whatever, and that's how that goes. Yes, charisma, you got to love it. That was Paul Whiteman with the Rhythm Boys, you know who they are, with Bixon there, too. You heard him. And that was 1928, old Columbia 78, Potato Head. Before that, Guy Lombardo, also from Columbia 78, My Fate Is In Your Hands, and they're pleading, aren't they? They're pleading. Of course, they're telling it's good for you, too. And 1929, beginning with Marion Harris from 1930, You Do Something to Me. Ah, yes. That magic spell of charisma. Gotta love it. And different people have charisma for different other people, so I'm not, like, pointing fingers here, but that's it. As a matter of fact, I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. And on most occasions, I represent what Fats Waller is singing about here on this record from 1939. This is how I am. I never have feelings that aren't mixed. And that's why I'm undecided. Most of the time.
If you're kind, don't keep up in that part, baby. Make up your mind. You understand now, huh?
Well, tell me.
What you gonna do? I've got to know what you're gonna do.
Not so long ago, all the men were feeling low, the drummer man struck up the band. And rhythm saved the world. You'll find music wherever history's concerned. Nero fiddled while Rome was being burned. If the truth you're looking for, you'll find music won each war. Drum and fife gave them new life. Drummer man struck up the band. A trumpet blow beat Jericho, and rhythm saved the world.
My subtle endorsement right there. Vote for Mr. Rhythm. Chick Webb, Ella Fitzgerald, 1936. Before that, Bunny Berrigan's Boys, Chick Bullock. Rhythm Save the World. Well, let's see if that happens. Maybe it can, because we tried everything else. One of my favorite broadcasters does say that at the end of his show, but he may not want to associate himself with this. But you can find his link on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. It's right near the top and on the link section, or Radiola in the Google, and that'll work. But I'm sure he doesn't want to be associated with the likes of me tonight, because I've been very, very bad. I'm unfair and biased, and I admit it. I'm Andy Sr., that's my real name, and this is Radiola. Continuing before that, we had Fats Waller, Undecided. Some people are. I don't know how that can be. 1939. And now a message from the opposing side. from Emil Coleman and his Riviera Orchestra. Here we go.
Vote was mine. From there I swung westward, taking every state in my stride. My bandwagon swinging, everybody started in to ride. I won every town and state without exception. My friend, I swung the election. Now, to give you some idea of the reception I was accorded, I took a sound man along with me and had these scenes recorded. Thing. because I saved my best for the last. I'll give you just the highlights of this, my farewell blast.
See, it's I like him too. He'd be a good candidate. Jack Teagarden, I Swung the Election. Ah, 1939. Oh boy, I like that record. That was one of the probably I don't usually look at Red Label Columbias, but that was probably one. That'd probably be one I'd look at. But Jack, gotta love Jack. I Swung the Election. Before that, Emil Coleman saying, "Let him eat cake." A paraphrase or an apocryphal remark. Supposedly coined by Marie Antoinette, although she was quoting somebody. So she got in trouble for quoting somebody. I'll get in trouble, too. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. I hope you've enjoyed this. I've tried not to be too mean. I'm unfair and biased, but I try to be gentle about it. And I'm a well-meaning jerk. So you have to accept that. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Tomorrow night, please listen to Mark Fuller at 8 p.m. with a great program called Retro Radio. It'll be much better than this one, in fact. You'll enjoy it. It'll get your mind off all my stuff. Next week will be a Halloween show for me, so that'll have no message, whatever. Just fun. Fun, fun, fun. And I may have somebody sit in for me, because that usually happens near Halloween. And I remind you to be skeptical. Indeed, that's what I say. You know, use your brain. Try not to get your adrenaline up, let things. Passions are never interfere with your clear thinking and your rationality and mine too. By the way, I have to say that I lose my temper frequently, but I try not to get too upset. But again, there's always a level of skepticism, and I may be unfair and biased, as I say. And I think you'll vouch for that tonight. But I always think you got to listen to Jack Kaufman on this one. Here he is from 1926. And he says it all, and he says it very well, about everything.
A monkey may look like a man, but still a monkey ain't. A homely girl may look real cute behind a coat of paint. Don't let the outside surface mean anything to you. My father was a traveling man, that's how I know it's true. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump, pump, pump. It's hard to gauge a camel's age by the curl of his hair upon his hump, bump, bump. A girlie who may promise to be true to you may be true to you, and who knows who to you. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump, pump, pump. Number 6 may look like 9 when written upside down. And when a 9 looks like a 6, it's even all around. Sometimes the one you're crossing is just the one to doubt. I know I'm right, it's my delight to stand right here and shout. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump, pump, pump. It's hard to doubt, to figure out why a wise looking guy is just a chump, chump, chump. A Palm Beach friend may write the water's fine, sometimes still he bathes in only beer and wine. You find it hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump, pump, pump. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump, 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 pump. It's hard, no doubt, to figure out why a wise-looking guy is just a chump, chump, chump. Some little chaps are mighty smart, we know, but oh, great big taps from little smarties grow. And so it's hard to tell the depths of the well, by the length of the handle on the pump, pump, pump.
The preceding program is a production of WHCL-FM, and opinions expressed therein are solely those of its participants and do not represent the views of WHCL or the trustees of Hamilton College. Questions or comments about this program should be addressed to the Public Affairs Director, WHCL, 198 College Hill Road, Clinton, New York, 13323. This is WHCL, Clinton's number one radio station.